Right at the very beginning of this week's parasha of Vayera, we're told Vayera Elav Adonai that Hashem appeared to Avraham, and Rashi explains Levaker HaChole, that the reason why he appeared to Avraham, particularly at this time, was to do the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Avraham had just had his Brit Milah and was recovering, and therefore Hashem came to visit him and see how he's getting on, as it were. This is based on the Gemara Masechet Sota, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, and the Gemara Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Peivav Amud Bet. Now, I want to speak today about the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, and the Rambam in the final perek of Hilchot Avel, perek Yudalad Halacha Aleph, says, Mitzvah Taseim Shel Divrehem, Nevaker Cholim, that it's a rabbinic mitzvah to do them, to go and visit the sick. But then he finishes off the halacha by saying, even though all the mitzvot that he's mentioned in this halacha, which are like visiting the sick and burying the dead, etc., even though they're all rabbinic, Harehim bichlal va'ahavtal reacha kamocha. They're part and parcel of the mitzvah of loving your neighbour like yourself. So, of course, the question comes to mind, if it's part of the mitzvah va'ahavtal reacha kamocha, then how can we say that it's a mitzvah midrabanan? So Rav Nachum Rabinovich, in his commentary on the Rambam Yad Peshuta, he explains that the visiting of the sick is a mitzvah midivrehem, i.e. that it's a rabbinic imperative. It's Chazal who say you have to go and do it. But when one does so, then there's a kiyum, they fulfill the biblical mitzvah of Ahavta l'Reacha Kamocha. Now, there's a Gemara in Masechet Nedarim, Daf Lamed Tet Amud Bet, which talks about Rabbi Akiva visiting a sick Talmud and attending to his needs, and Rav Dimi, who made a statement that a person who visits the sick has to pray for them as well. And the Ramban in Torah Ta'adam, this is the Ramban's very important work on all of the halachot of Avilut, which begin with the mitzvah Bikur Cholim when a person first becomes ill. He says that we learn from this Gemara, we learn three halachot to do with Bikur Cholim. Number one, or that the mitzvah involves three aspects to it. Number one, that the reason why you're going is to try and take care of the patient's needs, to try and help him, see if they need anything. Number two, it's in order to raise their spirits and make them feel emotionally and psychologically better. And number three, it's to daven for them, to intercede with Shamayim that this person should have a refuah. And all of these ideas come up in the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredea, Simon Shin Lamed Hay. So I want to focus on just a number of specific halachot mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. In Si'if Aleph, the Mechaber says that Hakrovim v'Hachaveirim, that people who are close friends of the sick person or relatives, they can visit the person as soon as the person becomes sick. But other people who are not so close to them should wait 3 days before coming to visit them. Why have we got this period of waiting? So the Taz explains in the name of the Bach that it's we don't want to give the person a status of being a sick person. Once you give them a status of sick person, oh, everybody's got to come and visit them. So it's sort of announcing to heaven that, you know, here we've got a person who's really sick and, you know, see whether this person should recover or not. We don't want to tempt fate in that way. One might also suggest that if everybody comes in right at the very beginning, then the chole might be really worried. You think, oh, you know, I'm really terribly ill. Everybody's coming to say their last goodbyes and to pray for me, and they'll get very, very worried. In Se'if Bet, the Mechaber says, Kol ha-mosif harizem ha-shubach, the more that you visit a sick person, the better. However, and this is very, very important, uvavad shelo yatriach, so long as it's not a burden for the person who's unwell. Sometimes a person's unwell in hospital, and in actual fact, the last thing they want is everybody driving them mad and coming to visit them. And they just want to be able to rest quietly. So sometimes it's more of a mitzvah not to go than it is to go. In Sif Dalad, the Shulchan Aruch makes clear that anybody who does visit the sick and doesn't daven for them to have a refuah shleima, so they haven't properly fulfilled the mitzvah of Bikul Cholim, that doesn't necessarily mean to say that you have to say a whole Mishabeirach and 10 Prakim of Tehillim, but what it means is at least you should say to them, you know, Hashem should give you a refuah shleima. That's, you know, that's the notion of a prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This person should recover. And in Sif Chet, the Shulchan Aruch says, there are certain types of illness which mean that a person shouldn't be visited. The classic example in the Shulchan Aruch is a person who's got some sort of stomach problems and perhaps bowel problems, and the Shach explains that why don't you visit them, because they're soiled, they're dirty, it would be embarrassing for them. And so we see there are certain cases where, you know, a person actually doesn't want the visitors. Nevertheless, there is still a notion of some form of Bikul Cholim, and that is Elan Nichnasim Levayat Hachitzon V'Shalim. They go sort of near to the antechamber, and they ask how the person is, and they find out if there's anything they can do, and they hear about the person's condition, and they daven for Rachamim for that person. So that also, I think, you know, ticks all three boxes of the Ramban. You're going to see if the person needs anything. You're raising their spirits by letting them know that you're there, even though you're not coming to visit them, to actually see them. But they know that people care. And also, you're davening for Rachamim for them. And, of course, we daven for refuah shleima for everybody who's ill, those who are ill from the coronavirus, other people as well. Particularly, we have in mind for refuah shleima, refuat hanefesh, refuat haguf, for Diane Ehrentroy and for Rabbi Lord Sachs as well, both who need rachamei shamayim, that Hashem should be gracious to them and give them a refuah shleima. Ad kan.